Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are working overtime to eliminate the Fourth Amendment. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. Now, there was a hearing going on today about surveillance and about how the Democrats are wanting to violate the constitutional rights, our constitutional rights, and just go get information on every single American that they disagree with. I don't know about you, but for me, this is a major problem. It is a major problem because the federal government should not be going into our bank accounts. They shouldn't be going into our medical records. They shouldn't be going into our household. They shouldn't be going on our jobs, trying to see if they agree or disagree with our beliefs, our political beliefs, who we support or who we don't support. But the Democrats have taken it upon themselves to label every single American that doesn't side with their wokeism as a threat to their democracy. They believe that Christians, conservatives, Republicans that don't believe in their ideology should be under surveillance. They believe that they should look at us and remove us from society, even if that is the case. The FBI, instead of the FBI going after hardened criminals, instead of the FBI going after people who's actually breaking the law, the FBI has been designated to go after Christians, patriots, Republicans, anyone who doesn't go along with their evil agenda. We all see it happening. And, for the most part, a lot of people are not even surprised that it's happening. Look what the FBI did when they were going after parents, because parents did not want teachers or the school board pushing woke agenda onto their children. They labeled the parents as domestic terrorists in America. Mind you, the United States of America, they labeled parents as domestic terrorists because parents did not want their kids to be sexualized, or they didn't want their kids to be pushed because they're white as racist. That's what CRT is all about. And when you listen to the left, they get upset because you as a parent don't want CRT in the schools. So now you are labeled as a threat. So this hearing that they had today on Capitol Hill, talking about the federal government getting information directly from the banks on if you bought bullets, if you bought firearms, or if you bought a Holy Bible. This is not a new story. Right. This is not a new story. All of this came about when the information got leaked that the FBI was asking for bank records for everyone who showed up on January the 6th. Now, this hearing that they're having is not about January the 6th, but the Democrats are using January the 6th as a reason to eliminate your Fourth Amendment rights. They're using it to eliminate the Constitution. Now, I've said this for many years now, that the Democrats, they don't care about the Constitution. If they can weaponize the Constitution against the American people, then they're all for it. The same Democrat Party is constantly talking about disarming the military, as well as the police department, defund the police department. The same Democrat Party is calling for defunding the police department unless they can weaponize it against you, the American people. And when it comes to January the 6th, they find woke police officers where they can weaponize the police department against the American people. That's what you're seeing. When it comes to the FBI, the Democrats, they didn't care for the FBI for the most part when the FBI was doing the right thing. But now that they have weaponized it, they love the position of the FBI because the FBI is going after Americans. They're completely fine with it. I'm listening to this hearing today, and Jim Jordan, he's the chairman of it. And I'm listening to it, and what I don't understand is how come not a single time do they address that the Democrats are violating the Constitution, the Democrats are openly rejecting the Constitution, the Democrats are wanting the American people to not have your privacy. Is anyone else have a problem with this other than Will Johnson? I have some of this that I want to share with you. Listen to this first one with Jim Jordan as he's talking about the surveillance and the privacy of the American people going away. Do you understand how bad this really is? This is like a third world nation, and the Democrats are pushing for it full steam ahead. You do not deserve privacy when it comes to the Democrats. You have to, the only privacy you deserve is the one that they say you can have. Not the one the Constitution tells us, but the one the Democrats say.
But the opening sentence of the Attorney General's document, this memorandum, says, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, staff, who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. At the hearing where we had the Attorney General, I asked him a simple question. I said, you make that opening statement as the basis for why you need this memorandum to go after moms and dads showing up at school board meetings. What was that first sentence based on? And he told us it was based on the National School Boards Association, the memorandum they put out. And the same thing happened to you guys, because we had some entity here called the Global Disinformation Index puts out this information, and then the government uses that information as the basis to say you're some terrorist group. That is frightening, that our government, because FinCEN, the Treasury Department, used what some agency put out, or not agency, some entity put out as the basis to say you guys are some hate group or some terrorist group. Yep. I find that alarming, and particularly the pattern that it, I guess two doesn't make a pattern, but it sure makes you start to wonder. Your thoughts, Mr. Tedesco.
Sure, the FBI used the SPLC's report on radical traditional Catholics to target them as well in the interim between the Moms for Liberty and parental rights groups and what's going on today. I think it's very alarming that the government uses these obviously partisan and discredited third-party, you know, arbiters of truth who really are just promoting their own political agenda and trying to do damage to their perceived political enemies. To make decisions about anything, let alone sending them to financial institutions as part of some kind of financial surveillance scheme. Yeah.
Some left-wing group says you're bad. Oh, then the government's going to use that information to send out to banks and say, you might want to be concerned about this. You maybe want to debank these. That is a frightening world. And the point is, I don't think it's going to be just limited to conservative people in the future. Because we've already seen examples. There were people in Black Lives Matter who got targeted during the summer of 2020 when all the protests were happening around the country. And I disagree with some of the things, a lot of the things that happened that summer, but I also don't like the fact that they're going after liberals either. That's the scary thing. And then there used to be an agreement in both parties that First Amendment activity should be protected. Second Amendment activity, your right to privacy should be protected. But unfortunately now it's gotten way too partisan. With that, we will go.
Yes, it's gotten too far. You know what, they bring up the SPLC. The Southern Poverty Law Center. They had me on there. I mentioned this yesterday. The Southern Poverty Law Center. And at one point, I can't find that. I should have taken a screenshot when they had it on there. At one point, they had Will Johnson on there, UniteAmericaFirst.com, my website. They had me so far right because they had like a chart. They had a chart and they showed all of the different organizations. And the white nationalists and the white supremacists, I was further right than they were on the chart that they had. And I'm kicking myself because I didn't take a screenshot of it because I was thinking, okay, this is going to be here forever. But I guess it made them look stupid when they realized that I'm a black male. So they removed it. So you can believe it or not, but they had me further right than all of the alt-right groups that they talk about, the white supremacist group that they talk about, the white nationalists that they talk about, I was further right than they were. And it's mainly because I put Christ before everything, because I'm a Christian nationalist, meaning that I put Christ first in all things that I do. Everything that I do, I put Christ first. And they don't like that. Talking about the SBLC, that is my personal opinion. The SBLC is an organized terrorist group operated by the left to demonize everyone that they disagree with. And all these big tech companies, even the federal government, they even some banks, they will go along with on the findings that the SBLC will bring up. Now, the SBLC, they still have me on their website. Do you have that, Shannon? The SBLC?
Yeah, I do have the article that they put you in.
Is this it here? Yeah. What we're seeing on the screen here?
Oh, wait. No.
Because they have an article now. I'm just in the article.
It's old.
And it's an old article. And this is one where it was Joey Gibson.
I could dig.
And
further,
there was with Alex Jones. They have him on there and have me associated in there. And I just to let everyone know, I have done stuff in the past with Alex Jones. Okay? In the past. Can you show it on the screen? Here it is. Make it bigger, Shannon. This is the SBLC's website. And what are they saying about me, Shannon?
It said, Will Johnson, who created Unite America First, a group that considers the Democrat Party to be domestic terrorists, told Gibson and Jones that people shouldn't be afraid to go out wearing Trump paraphernalia. You said we are at civil war. It's not a hot civil war, but we are in a war.
Well, part of that's not true.
I mean, this was literally in 2018.
Yeah, and they put this on here to make me look like I'm bad, like I'm a bad guy.
I could probably find more. I just clicked.
This was 2018, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
2018. So the SBLC has me on there. This is ridiculous. The SBLC, they go after Christians, conservatives, Republicans, any patriots, anyone who puts America first, especially if you are a conservative Christian. They can't stand it. They can't stand it. Let me share something with you about the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen to this information. They are the hateful group because they hate Christians. Watch this.
Become a hate group. You're a target.
Developing now, word of a shooting at the Family Research Council there in Washington.
One man was so enraged by what the Southern Poverty Law Center said about the Family Research Council, he went to their headquarters to kill people.
A man shot the security guard in the arm.
Fortunately, that guard stopped the man before he could shoot anyone else.
He told the judge that he was there to kill as many of us as possible because we were a hate group.
The center also smears the Ruth Institute, a Christian group that believes gays should not have an equal right to adopt children. They're not haters.
I like gay people. I have no problem with gay people. That's not the issue. The issue is, what are we doing with kids and the definition of who counts as a parent? There could be cases where the best person for a particular child would be their Uncle Harry and his boyfriend. You know, that could be. But we owe it to the children to give them the best we can, which generally is a married mother and father.
See, you're a hater. When the Southern Poverty Law Center put the Ruth Institute on its hate map, the Institute's bank cut them off.
We've determined that you're an organization that promotes hate, violence, harassment, and so therefore we're not doing business with you.
The Ruth Institute and the Family Research Council are still on the hate list.
There's no appeal, and I sure don't know how you get off.
I suspect the center keeps its hate list long because that brings in lots of money.
Morris Deese's salary is more than my entire annual budget. So yeah. Whatever they're doing, it pays.
It sure does. Years ago, Harper's Magazine reported that the center was the richest civil rights group in America, one that spends most of its time and money trying to make more money.
Trying to make more money. Originally, from what I remember, he said that they were trying to make $55 million. And then when they got to $55 million, they raised it to $100 million. Then after it got to $100 million, they raised it to $200 million because supposedly after they reach a certain dollar amount, that they were going to stop targeting people. But they found out that the more Christians that they targeted, the more Americans that they targeted, the more money would pour into their organization. So why would they stop? It became very fruitful for them to target Christians. The SBLC is a, again, it's just my opinion, they are an organized terrorist group in America to target innocent, free, God-fearing Americans.
And you know what? The government uses them almost like an NGO, right?
Yes. Like a proxy.
Yeah, just like
they use them like a proxy to go after Americans.
I mean, Jordan just said these groups, you know, there's no foundation for who they are. There's no, but they have this title like global, you know, identifying misinformation group, right? And they'll think that that name gives them some kind of value. And so then these Democrats point to that and go, well, see, that group said you were an extremist. And then the government goes, oh, well, let's look at their bank account because we can, right? And then they go after you for certain things.
Yes, which is Orwellian. I think I saw someone leave a comment on the Rumble channel. Now, just a quick update again. For some reason on Frank's speech, they have stopped the live chat comments, but you can leave a comment. You have to log in, but you can leave a comment there. But for if you want to get engaged into the live chat, it is on the Rumble channel right now. And who was it? Gamma Val. I'm sorry if I'm butchering. I'm pretty sure I am. But I'm guessing she said the book 1984 is coming to life 100%. And I also said we can also say it's 1940s Germany all over again. What we're seeing, the Democrats, they believe they can do communism better. They believe they can do what Hitler attempted to do, but they can do it better.
The focus today in the hearing was to just amplify or show how the government has used banks that go against the Fourth Amendment to intrude into people's privacy. And of course, guess what the Democrats did the whole hearing, Will? They talked about January 6th. They dismissed everything else that they were talking about and just said, let's focus on January 6th.
Okay, when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you exactly what Shannon was just talking about. January the 6th is like their only focus. It's going to be their only focus until November. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor ventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
This is not partisan. And the reason we kept saying this is about January 6th is because it is about January 6th. They're trying to expand the scope of what the FBI was trying to do. It was not to invade all Americans' bank records. It was not about a violation of the Fourth Amendment against search and seizure. I've been a practitioner of the law, not just a law professor, not just someone with a graduate degree from law school, but a prosecutor, an investigator, and you use the tools that you have to prevent crimes from happening.
So she's saying it's about January the 6th, the reason why they're having this hearing. It's all about January 6th, the reason why you should have to give up your freedoms. You should have to give up your freedom because of January the 6th. You notice none of them ever bring up the fact that the feds were involved on January the 6th. It's like, you can't talk about that. That's like the hidden truth. You can't talk about the feds on January the 6th. And then all the footage that came out about January the 6th where everybody was peaceful. Conservative, Christians, Republicans are not violent. They were all standing there at the Capitol hoping that Mike Pence would do the right thing. What he had the authority to do. But Mike Pence wasn't going to do that. Mike Pence was on the side of these tyrants. And no one was there to harm Mike Pence. No one was there to harm any police officers. No one was there to try to kill anybody. No one took any guns to January the 6th. No one took any weapons to the Capitol. They know this, but they're easily capable of lying about it. And they don't have any issues lying about it. None at all. So which brings me to this one here. This one is talking about the banks giving up your information. Even if you didn't even go to the Capitol that day, if you just happened to buy a Bible, I guess it was like 6 months before January the 6th or 6 months after January the 6th, you bought a holy Bible. They put you on the FBI watch list. You understand what I'm telling you? So if you went to the bookstore and bought the Holy Bible, you are now considered a threat. Why is that? This is the United States of America. I told y'all right before we went to the break, these people believe that they can do Nazi Germany so much better. Listen.
The other side of the aisles kind of forgot some of the terms that are in there. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is in our Constitution. Mr. Michel, can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it. So,
you hear this? Once the bank has your information on the transactions that you are making with your own hard-earned money, money that you made legally. Soon as the banks has the information on what Bible you bought, what round of bullets you bought, what firearm you bought, they give that information immediately to the government. Violation of the Constitution, anybody? Anybody?
This came up in the early Supreme Court, or in the early court challenges. It came up in the Supreme Court cases that eventually, those cases eventually went to the Supreme Court, in that you have we effectively have a law that is a blank check for the federal government or for law enforcement to obtain all of your information simply without a warrant.
So without probable cause?
They do not have to get a warrant. They do not have to show probable cause to get the warrant.
They have to give an oath or affirmation?
No.
To a judge?
No. No. They have to go to the bank.
So they don't have to go to a judge. They don't have to get a warrant. Then it goes directly to the bank, and the bank is willingly giving up this information. The same banks that's willing to take information from the SBLC and shut down your bank account is the same bank that's just willingly giving up information to a tyrannical federal government. 100% tyrannical. And it's happening right before our very eyes. And so many people go, what can we do? What can we do about all of this? What can we do? And the main thing that I've been saying, and I've said this for a while, we're going to have to show up like no tomorrow. We're going to have to show up like the world is going to end if we don't vote in November.
Yeah, I like what
that's how it's going to have to happen.
I like Trump's new thing, too big to rig. Get out there,
too
vote,
big to
early
rig.
Early voting, whatever. But Will, even more alarming about what they were talking about is the fact that it's not even specific. They'll just say, they can't specifically say you bought a gun. All they know is that you shopped at, you know, Bass Pro Shop. So you could have bought popcorn at Bass Pro Shop, but because you shop there, it triggers the government like, oh, this person bought something there.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be just popcorn. It'd be like maybe we'll say some hunting gear or some camping gear, something that comes around, you know, $600, $700,
I mean,
maybe $1,500 worth of stuff.
Candy there. They don't know the difference.
Well, they know the difference in the dollar amount. They see the dollar amount. Okay, so that's what I'm alluding to here.
Yeah.
But you know, a pack of gum might have been in the, you know, which when you're camping
but
gear.
But there's no dollar amount, which is also the other thing they brought up. There is no dollar amount. So even if it was 99 cents, it can still trigger.
So it's just a transaction is what you're saying.
At that store.
Just a transaction at Bass Pro Shop and in Sports Academy, yeah. Any place. The Sports Academy, yeah, they sell firearms.
So they say it gives a lot of false negatives, right? Because people aren't all buying guns at Bass Pro Shop. But it's just interesting because, once again, everything our government does isn't perfected, right? Is riddled with flaws. And, you know, it opens
this
up
is,
everybody
this is, you
to
know
this.
What? The current government that we have is the same government that the founding fathers warned us about. Do you understand what I'm saying? The current government is the tyrannical government. Our founding fathers said that one day would show up. And these people were born here for the most part. For the most part. These people say that they took the oath to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution. They're not doing that at all. Listen to this one from this hearing earlier today, where the government has all of your information. Wait a minute. We got to go to break. We're going to go to break, and when we come back from this break, then I'm just going to play it for you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicles. The reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website, Tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not gonna fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American-made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting Tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them for military personnel that you know. Go to Tactilian.com/wheel and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. Tactilian.com/wheel. You'll love it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Mr. Knight, you began your opening statement by characterizing some of the things that the government could know or infer about you based on how you spend your money. Could you elaborate on that or reiterate? What are the things that government can know or infer based on purchasing habits?
Government can know almost everything about you with a relatively high degree of confidence. They know where you live, they can figure out where you work, they can figure out potentially things like your sexual orientation. They can figure out, or at least have a high degree of accuracy in guessing what your interests are. They can figure out or have a high degree in guessing what your religion is, what, you know, political beliefs you support. And they can potentially figure out, or at least have a better than average chance of knowing whether or not you own a firearm. They can also potentially know if you've had an abortion. And it's worth noting that after the Dobbs decision, there was a lot of concern raised about the sensitivity of medical information that would be available under the Bank Secrecy Act in a state that prohibits or severely restricts abortion. And so I just really want to drive home the point that this is not a left or right thing or an R or D thing. This is a situation where everyone has sensitive information that is potentially accessible with basically no due process.
And what I don't understand are these leftists that's constantly kicking and screaming, saying that they don't want you in their ovaries, or they don't want you in their bedroom based on their sexual, based on their sexual activity. But then they turn around and they want to force Americans to go along with all of the wokeism that they're pushing on. They want Americans to give up their freedoms, to give up their privacy. And this is one of the things that you hear from them quite often, too. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what is it that you have to hide? That's not the point. The point is, you don't need to know what I'm doing. And if I am doing something wrong, and it's none of your business unless I'm breaking the law.
It's literally right to privacy.
It is right to privacy, and they're wanting to remove that.
We have right to privacy. China doesn't, but we do. And the Republicans, not the Democrats, are fighting to keep it that way.
The Democrats want to go to the same model that they have in China.
Yep.
The same model that's in China, that's what they're pushing for.
Yep.
Just like, what was it? Right before 2020, they were talking about in China, your social score.
Right.
They're talking about in China, your social score. Mm-hmm. And if you said anything wrong about the government, if you said anything wrong on social media, and you had organizations like the SBLC in China, and they deemed something wrong with you, they would hit your social score. You couldn't get on a bus, a city bus, mind you. You couldn't get on an airplane. You couldn't get an Uber. You couldn't use certain apps on your mobile device. You couldn't go to certain stores. You couldn't even walk down some sidewalks. It's that bad in China. And the Democrats love that model because they can force you to comply to what they're doing.
There's a lot
and
of people,
what they want.
There's a lot of people in China that love it.
People in China that loves it.
Yeah. They say that it's for the better good of society, right? That you surveil everybody. And you keep that social score, because if somebody gets out of line, everybody knows it. It's horrible.
And actually in China, they would put your picture on these digital boards.
They did.
When you walk around. So your picture, and they know that you're there because of the surveillance. They know that you're there, and they'll put your picture up on the board, and they will show your social score for everybody to see, to shame you, to shun you.
You can
imagine.
It
gets people to comply. Liberals love this idea.
I was gonna say, you can imagine they would, right?
They love this idea. Liberals, the Democrat Party in the United States of America, they are not our fellow allies. They are the enemy within. Listen to this one. This is one with Dr. Peterson. He lays it out. Because why do you want security? All of you that are watching right now, why do you care for security? Split screen it for me. Why do you care about security? Why do you care about your privacy? Why don't you just give it up? You're not doing anything wrong. Then give up your privacy. Allow them to know what version of the Bible that you purchase. Allow them to know what you're purchasing when you go to Bass Pro Shop or what have you. Just give up all your information. Make it public. I don't think so.
Dr. Peterson, why are you such a Luddite? Why don't you embrace artificial intelligence and facial recognition and massive computer surveillance and cameras on every street corner so that we could all be safer?
Well, because there's tremendous danger in too much security.
if the emerging collusion between government and corporation, gigantic corporation, continues in the manner that it is continuing, there won't be anything that you do that can't be used against you and will be used against you in very short order. And the concerns that are expressed here about the local consequences of that, let's say with regards to January 6th, seem to me to fail to take into account the much broader threat that lurks underneath that everyone should be attending to. We're in danger of eliminating the private sphere entirely. That's already happening in places around the world, particularly in China, which is why I made reference to that. That technology is at hand, and it appears as though both giant governments and giant corporations are utilizing it in every way that they can manage. And it's generally, it's often motivated by the claim that that's forestalling an immediate proximal threat. Right. While that's a short-term justification for engaging in a tremendous long-term danger, and it should be perceived as dangerous to those on the left who are politically committed, because it will be the politically committed who are first identified by such systems.
Is it true that you have a PhD?
Yes.
Well, then why did Canada decide that you needed more education? Can you tell us about that?
Well, one reason, the entire transcript of an interview that I did with Joe Rogan was submitted as evidence with regards to the unacceptability of my views. What I was doing primarily in that interview that was criticized was questioning the validity of the economic models of economic collapse that were stacked upon the unstable models detailing out climate change 100 years into the future. That was deemed in Canada sufficient to proceed with complaints against me with regards to my professional competence to serve as a licensed psychologist. That was only one of many anonymous complaints that were fostered directly in relation to my political views.
It's disgusting. So they'll make up anything they can to crush everyone who goes against their agenda. And it's not just here in the United States of America. It is worldwide. It is worldwide.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back. Thank you so much for being here. So this whole thing, you know, I actually have the book. I think it might be on my shelf here. No, where's it at? It's the 1984 book.
It is over there, but
I do have that book, 1984, because we're seeing the 1984. We're seeing what the Nazis did in 1940s. We're seeing it being implemented all over again. Yeah. And they're doing it in the name of safety. They're doing it in the name of safety. To give you a prime example of this, and a lot of people don't, you know what? I've had so many people go, "Will, you're kind of like fear-mongering. The stuff that you're saying won't happen until maybe 60 years from now. So it won't happen in our lifetimes." Have any of you ever said that? Because I've had a lot of people that used to say that, and now they've changed from saying that, saying, "I see it happening now." But there's still some people that can't be wrong about anything. Now, you know, I'm clear. I'll tell you, I want to be wrong about a lot of this stuff. Just like them wanting to implement the 1930s, 1940s, Nazi Germany all over again, I would love to be wrong about it. Them wanting to surveil people, going after Christians because they're against abortion, kicking down the doors of Christians. I would love to be wrong about all of that. Wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. You came and said, "Oh, well, you are wrong about this. You're wrong about that." Would not hurt my feelings. But they're not hiding the fact that they're coming after Christians. And there's a big movement right now talking about Christian nationalists are the biggest threats. Have you not heard it? It's coming. It's coming. And it's not because Will Johnson tell you that it's coming. The Bible tells us in the last days that you will be persecuted because of your belief in Christ. And if you don't think that day is right here, I mean, it's already here. But see, a lot of people don't see it because they're not getting hit with it directly. It's not at their front door. It's not at their front door. So they're like, "Well, maybe." Let me show you an example, and I'm pretty sure some of you have already seen this. This is in New York. Prime example of them implementing what they did in Nazi Germany. It is happening now. It's not starting. It's not coming. It's already happening. Look at this.
Point one. I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. You'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police, as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
So why are they not putting this much effort into preventing the illegals from coming into the city? Why are they not putting this much effort for the crime that is happening in the city?
You know, is that
in this case,
Will?
They're targeting law-abiding citizens.
Yep. 100%, you know, instead of holding people accountable for the behavior, right?
Imagine the money and the resources that is taken to do this when these criminals that they're letting back out on cashless bail.
And it's targeting, like you said, a law-abiding citizens mostly, right?
Yes.
If they would just take care of the homelessness, if they would just hold people accountable when they do something wrong, let them know that there are consequences and make them suffer those consequences. That's a big deterrent right there. But when you don't make people suffer the consequences, they feel like that gives them approval or the open door to do whatever they want. And that's actually what's happening.
Yeah, and let me remind you, this is the same city that had police officers beat up on camera by illegals. And then the illegals were let out, and Alvin Bragg let them out free and clear.
Yep.
Did you know that? The illegals that beat up the police officers in the same city that's now targeting law-abiding citizens, allow these illegal criminals go free. No charges. Zero charges. Like it never even happened. Like it was just a misunderstanding that they beat up the two police officers. It's just a misunderstanding. So if an American citizen goes out and beat up a police officer, well, what happens to that American citizen? You go to jail and the police officers inside the jail beat you up too. You understand? But illegals, they get off scot-free. Here's another example. They want to defend and protect illegals coming into the country. And now tonight, Joe Biden, he's doing his state of confusion. Split screen it for me. He's doing his state of confusion. And what do they have? They put up a fence. They put up a fence for Joe Biden's state of confusion for tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Union is here tonight. President Biden will be giving his presentation at the United States Capitol, and he'll be protected by this fence just put in today for him. But yet he will not put up a wall on the southern border to protect Americans.
Because Americans are irrelevant. I've said it so many times that the Democrats, Joe Biden, this radical leftist, they all put America last. If you want to ask them to say, can you put America first? You know what they'll say? They won't even say it because they can't say it. They refuse to say it. While we're having all of these issues, the federal government is flying terrorists all across the country. And all of these people that are here illegally, they get free tickets to go anywhere they want to for sex trafficking, you name it. Listen to this. This is out of Fulton County, Florida. Yeah, I believe it's Fulton County. But you've seen this. You've seen this. This police officer. He's awesome. He cracks down on these criminals. But the criminals in the White House, the criminals are the Democrat Party. In order to stop what he's getting ready to show you, you're going to have to arrest the criminals on Capitol Hill.
And what this is, and I want everybody to see it clearly, federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks, I want to introduce you to Andres Gill, okay? Here's this guy. He's also on this board, but get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments. She puts their ads online. She tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured, and they're quote-unquote paying off their debt. Now, here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims of human trafficking or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here. You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all, but New York will allow you to do some stuff if you've got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country.
So they're flying them around the country, all around the country, for prostitution, tricking out these females, and the federal government is fully aware that it's happening. Because if he's talking about it, you know the federal government is aware of it, and they're doing nothing to stop it.
Yep, Biden policy is driving it.
This is Biden's economy. I guess they figure, well, this, they're making money, why complain? These people are evil, and they control the government. Again, this is the government the founding fathers warned us about. It's amazing. It really is. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around. God bless. See you tomorrow. We just talked about it. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGAREALTOR.com. MAGAREALTOR.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.